Chapter 2. Again it happened on the day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, that Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going back and forth in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is none like him in the earth, a blameless and an upright man, one who fears God and turns away from evil. He still maintains his integrity, although you incited me against him to ruin him without cause." Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin, yes, all that a man has will he give for his life. But put forth your hand now and touch his bones and his flesh, and he will renounce you to your face." The Lord said to Satan, "Behold, he is in your hands. Only spare his life." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord, and struck Job with painful sores from the sole of his foot to his head. Job took for himself a potsherd to scrape himself with, and he sat among the ashes. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still maintain your integrity? Renounce God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women would speak. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?" In all this Job didn't sin with his lips. Now when Job's three friends heard all this evil that had come on him, they each came from his own place: Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. And they made an appointment together to come to sympathize with him and to comfort him. When they lifted up their eyes from a distance and didn't recognize him, they raised their voices and wept, and they each tore his robe and sprinkled dust on their heads toward the sky. So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great.